Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be exploring the suffering of Jesus.
Oh, it's a powerful topic.
It really is.
Yeah.
And we've got a ton of great material to work with today, mostly biblical verses, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But, you know, focusing on those final days leading up to the crucifixion.
Okay, yeah.
We're not just going to, like, recap what happened, though.
Right.
We're going to try to get to that deeper meaning.
Yeah.
You know, like, what does it mean for right. us today? You know?
Absolutely. A story that has resonated through the centuries.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump right in. Let's start in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Okay.
Just hours before Jesus is arrested.
Right.
And Matthew 26.38 describes him as saying, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death."
Mm, powerful words.
Wow.
They really are. And I think they give us a glimpse into, you know, the incredible emotional weight that Jesus was carrying at that time. Mm. I mean, he knew what was coming.
Yeah.
The betrayal, the arrest, the torture, the crucifixion.
It's a lot.
I mean, that kind of knowledge, that kind of certainty would be a burden for anyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like when you know something terrible is about to happen and you just feel that dread creeping in.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that's like a whole other level.
Absolutely. And for Jesus, it wasn't just the physical pain that he was anticipating.
Right.
He was about to take on the sins of all humanity. I mean, the weight of that, that's almost impossible to even comprehend.
Yeah. And, you know, the sources actually describe something pretty unusual happening to Jesus in this moment of, you know, intense anguish.
Oh, okay.
Luke 22.44 says that his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground.
Yeah. So that's something called hemonidrosis. It's pretty rare, and it basically means that under extreme stress, tiny blood vessels in the sweat glands, they can actually rupture.
Wow.
And that causes blood to mix with sweat.
So it really happened.
Yeah. It really underscores just how intense the physical and emotional pressure was on Jesus at that moment.
It's hard to even imagine. And then, of course, comes the physical suffering itself.
Right.
Which is just brutal. I mean, John 19.17 tells us that Jesus had to carry his own cross to the place of execution.
Yeah. And we have to remember that crucifixion was a horrifically cruel form of punishment in Roman times. I mean, it wasn't just about death.
Right.
It was about inflicting the maximum amount of pain and humiliation.
Oh, yeah. When I picture that, the weight of that cross, the rough wood, you know, scraping against his fresh wounds.
Every step must have been just agonizing.
Yeah.
And we have to remember, too, he was already weakened from the flogging and the beatings he'd endured.
Right.
It's just a level of physical suffering that's just difficult to even comprehend.
I know. It's tough to even think about.
Yeah.
But even in the midst of all that physical pain, you know, the sources also describe this like really deep spiritual anguish.
Yeah. You're right. It goes beyond just the physical torture. And I think, you know, that's where we see that cry from Mark 15.34. My God, why have you forsaken me?
It's powerful stuff.
It really is. It's one of the most raw and powerful moments in the whole story.
Mm.
And it's something that, you know, theologians have debated for centuries.
Yeah, I can see why.
What does it mean for Jesus, you know, the Son of God,
right,
to feel abandoned by the Father?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, one interpretation is that in that moment, as Jesus was bearing the weight of humanity's sin, there was a temporary separation from the Father.
Mm.
It's almost as if he's experiencing the full consequence of that separation, you know,
yeah,
the very thing he's trying to bridge.
So it wasn't just the nails and the thorns.
Right.
It was this like profound spiritual struggle, too.
Exactly. And I think it really gets to the heart of what suffering can be like for us, you know.
Yeah.
That feeling of isolation, that sense that maybe we're alone in our pain, even abandoned by God.
Yeah, it's something I think a lot of people listening can relate to.
Absolutely.
In their own lives.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, when you put it like that, it makes that cry from the cross even more poignant.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like, it's like a window into the depths of human suffering, a suffering that Jesus himself chose to endure.
Right. And that brings us to a really important point, I think. The suffering wasn't random. It wasn't meaningless. There was a purpose behind it.
So it's not just about Jesus being a martyr. There's more to it than that.
Right. I mean, 1 Peter 3.18 tells us that Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. And this is getting at the concept of atonement, the idea that Jesus' suffering was a sacrifice to reconcile humanity with God.
Okay, so help me understand that a little more.
Okay, sure.
What does reconciliation actually mean in this context?
Well, think of it this way. Imagine humanity separated from God like two sides of this vast canyon. And Jesus's sacrifice is like a bridge that spans that canyon, bringing those two sides together.
Okay, that's a really helpful analogy.
Yeah.
So it's not just about taking the punishment for our sins, it's about actually healing that broken relationship with God.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's also about providing an example for us, for all of us, you know, showing us how to face our own suffering with faith and courage, as 1 Peter 2.21 says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps."
So it's both a sacrifice and like a model for how we should live our lives.
Yes. And it's important to remember, too, that even Jesus, you know, the Son of God,
right,
he learned and he grew through his suffering.
Yeah.
Hebrews 5.8 says, "Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered."
Wow. So even he had to go through that process of like growth and transformation.
Yeah. It suggests that suffering, as difficult as it is, can be a catalyst for spiritual growth. Even in our darkest moments, there's potential for learning and for change.
It's such an important message, especially when we're going through those tough times in our own lives.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if Jesus can find meaning in his suffering, maybe we can too.
Yeah, it's true. It makes you realize that Jesus wasn't, you know, this distant, untouchable figure. He really understood suffering. Like, he actually lived it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those verses in Hebrews, they really drive that point home.
You're talking about Hebrews 2.18 and 4.15.
Yeah, yeah. The ones that talk about how, you know, because Jesus suffered, he can understand our weaknesses, he can empathize, and he can offer help to, you know, to those who are struggling. It's such a comforting thought, really.
It really is. It's like, you know, like knowing that someone truly gets what you're going through because they've walked a similar path.
Yeah.
It's not just empty words or platitudes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's genuine understanding born out of shared experience.
Yeah.
It changes how you view that whole idea of like Jesus being our savior. It's not just about forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's about having someone who truly gets it. You know, someone who's been there in the trenches with us.
Exactly. And that, I think, is one of the most powerful takeaways from, you know, this whole exploration of Jesus's suffering. It wasn't just about him, you know, it was about us. It was about bridging that gap between humanity and God, yes. But it was also about, you know, offering us a source of comfort and hope in our own struggles.
It's like looking back, you know, across the centuries and seeing that even in our darkest moments, we're not alone. Someone's been there before. Mm-hmm. Someone who understands.
And that understanding, that empathy, it's powerful. You know, it allows us to face our own challenges with a different kind of strength, knowing that we're not carrying the burden alone.
Okay, so as we start to wrap up this deep dive, let's just take a moment to think about what we've talked about today. You know, we've really seen the depths of Jesus' suffering, physically, emotionally, even spiritually. And we explore the purpose behind that suffering, you know, that idea of atonement and reconciliation with God. And we saw how that suffering, it ultimately empowers Jesus to empathize with us in a way that, you know, that no one else can.
Exactly.
It's powerful stuff. And it leaves us with a really important question. Knowing all this, how does it change how you view Jesus' life and teachings? How might his example inspire you to face your own challenges with courage and with hope? Think about that as you go about your day today. And thanks for joining us.